Blog Talk Radio.
Motivating Monday. Welcome to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka Be True, and also it's not only Motivating Monday, Manic Motivating Monday, but it's October and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So sending you hugs and kisses and support regarding this very important month. Had a blast on Friday at the Baptist Medical Center, where my doctor is based, and she's really a big proponent for October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And she if you was at the event, you 9 times out of 10 talked with her, or She consulted with you at the end of the screenings. Had an amazing time. My screenings, I all seven free screenings was administered to me. Had a blast talking to my new friends, medical professionals, and some people that I hadn't seen in a long time. It was very successful event, sponsored by WLBT, and I posted pictures and so on. But as a matter of fact, my Facebook profile picture is of my doctor and I, Dr. Barbie Sullivan, OBGYN. I have an annual schedule for November, so it's pretty awesome to get some information so I can know what I really need to work on. And what I've been talking about, dropping those pounds, oh, my God, I almost fell backwards when I see my BMI. And I'm going to tell you all my BMI because I am looking forward to becoming as fit as I have ever been in my entire life. And sadly, my BMI is 36. I'm going to spell backwards. And I'm 5'3". You know, I'm pretty much 5'2 and a half and rounded up 5'3". All my other tests were pretty good, except my blood pressure. Like, that's something I'm always talking to you about. That definitely need to watch it and document what I'm eating. I was considering myself a non-salt eater, but Ari and Terry and my doc that I need to lay off foods that contain hidden sodium. And I'm like, I don't eat salt. Now, I did wean off of sugar, but they're like, well, do you eat Mexican food and Chinese food? And I'm like, yes. Well, foods like that have hidden salt. Like Jorge Cruz, the fitness trainer, you know, he educates us regarding hidden sugars. But there are foods that have hidden sodium. So we definitely, it's important for us to relabel content, because if I'm not eating at Taco Bell sometimes, I like to make my own, like tacos and enchiladas and stuff like that. So I just have to think of a healthier way. Well, and also I have to lay off certain stuff. But, wow, it's something. You don't. I mean, sometimes you think you're eating healthy, and you're not. But definitely working on that. But other than that, my screenings were pretty good. So, you know, but my goodness, I was like, oh, my God. Heart rate and glucose and all that stuff was good. And shout out to the other attendees who I chatted with and met with also. I still have one more test that I need to send back. They told us we could do the test at home and then send back. So I'll talk more about that later. But I'm checking an article right now. So just thank you all, Baptist Medical Center and the medical professionals and Dr. Sullivan and her cohorts and the nurses and the sponsors, WLBT, and everyone for hosting and presenting such an awesome event. But I'm checking, again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm checking an article right now from Detroit Free Press, and it the headline is Shop Wisely During Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's written by Giorgio Corvinus, and it reads like this: Breast Cancer Awareness Month begins Monday, today, October the 1st, that's me, which means we'll be inundated with pink products aimed at raising money for the prevention of breast cancer. Buying pink can be an easy way to show your financial support for the cause. But before you open your wallet, make sure you know how much of the purchase price is actually going to charity or medical center and what the money will be used for. The best way to check out charities, listen, is to log on to Charity Navigator.org. That's charitynavigator.org. The site ranks many breast cancer charities. For those not listed, you're best to check out the charity's website and call or email if any questions. If you're ready to shop, here's some of what is out there. Practical and Pink earbuds from Avon are $9 for 100% of the net profit. 5.25% per item going to the Avon Breast Cancer Crusade. To shop for more info on the charity, visit avon.com. And you know, Mark is a brand, is an Avon brand. the ASICS running sneakers $100. Through October, ASICS will donate $2 for every pair sold to Christina Applegate's Right Action for Women. And you can visit the website at rightactionforwomen.org. ASICS is guaranteeing a minimum donation of $75,000 and a maximum donation of $100,000 for stores. Visit their website at asics.com. And I'm looking at a picture of an awesome Tommy Hilfiger handbag, and it's a limited edition Tommy Hilfiger handbag, and it is retailing for $298, and $100 of each sale would go directly to the Fund for Living, a global BHI initiative that provides assistance to women with breast cancer and their families. And so that picture is courtesy of Tommy Hilfiger, and it's an awesome bag. My God. Namaste. The pink ribbon yoga mat is $21.98, and until it sells out, a dollar from the purchase price will go to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And their website is bcrfcure.org, available at daiam.com. They are also scheduled to be sold at Amazon.com and Target stores. So visit Amazon.com and Target.com. The Walking Company has an exclusive on this UGG Australia Bailey Button Pink boot. And I have the article on Facebook right now, and I'll tweet it out also in Google Plus it out too. But there's an awesome pink UGG Australia Bailey Button Pink boot. And through October, it's pledged to 5% of the $164.95 purchase price to City of Hope. So visit their website at cityofhope.org. Between the boots and other pink products, the Walking Company is pledging a minimum of $30,000. To find a store or shop online, visit thewalkingcompany.com. The limited edition pebble level handbag from Tommy Hilfiger is $298, like I said before, with $100 of each sale going to the Breast Health International Fund for Living, a global charity that provides help to women living with breast cancer and their families. Charity info is visit breasthealthinternational.org and also shop Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy, TommyHilfiger.com. Agraria, maker of luxury bath products, is donating 35% of its sales of items in its limited Urbana line, including the soap, which is $20, through October to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Available at Neiman Marcus, Somerset Collection, South Troy, 248-643-3300. Visit agrariahome.com, agrariahome.com. From October the 1st through the 8th, Aerie, A-E-R-I-E, would donate a dollar from the sale of every bra up to 50 grand to Bright Pink. Visit their website at brightpink.org, a charity that provides education and support for young women at high risk of breast or ovarian cancer. The Ella Lightly line bra shown is $34.50. To find a store or shop online, visit aerie.com. Palmer's will donate 15% with a minimum donation of 100 grand from sales of specially marked bottles of its cocoa butter products, including its lotion, which retails for $4.50. To Susan G. Komen for the cure, visit Komen, K-O-M-E-N.org. Products are available at drugstores and mass merchandise stores. Orlick's print and pink collection of nail polishes. Embrace, be brave, and you're not alone. Retail for $10, with 20% of the profits going to Cancer Smodger. CancerSmodger.org, CancerSmodger.org, which focuses on prevention and early detection of cancer, including breast cancer. It was founded by actor and cancer survivor. I thought this was her organization. It was founded by actor and cancer survivor Fran Dresser. Available at Ulta stores. To find one or shop online, visit Ulta.com. This 100% mercerized wool scarf that they have pictured from White and Warren is $130, with 50% of its proceeds going to New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center's Women at Risk program. NYP.org/services/war/index.html, which provides education support for women at high risk of breast cancer. To shop, visit whiteandwarren.com. And contact Georgia Corvinus, who authored the article. Telephone number is 313-222-6842, or you can email her at gkovanis@freepress.com. So that was a pretty informative article regarding when you're buying merchandise and you're believing that the portions of the purchase is also being donated for a good cause to support breast cancer awareness. So that was very, very interesting article. And again, if you are concerned about certain charities, visit charitynavigator.org. Okay? Again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Cultural Shock and Terror Reports. This is Motivating Monday, Fun Monday. I hope you had a fun weekend. Mississippi State Fair begins on Wednesday, this Wednesday on October the 3rd, and concludes on October the 14th. I will be volunteering at the Mississippi Republican Party's booth a few mornings early a.m. When the fair is here, and I'm looking forward to snacking. I know when I'm talking about dropping the pedals, I'm looking forward to eating snacking on the fair food. Some awesome entertainment is also coming. But again, thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday. Do your stretches and also exercise. You know, if you're just running, jogging in place for 15, 20 minutes, that is good activity, okay? So here's Austin Brown. Thank you again.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to fit.
No rules
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Both
can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
Why is Fernandez de Trois?
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd, fled from the shelter to try to find better. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to fit.
No rules
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Both can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
Why is Fernandez de Trois?
Oh, now I had me in the symphony, and I know I can't.
Can't let me
that eerie love. Karen is sharing Dread Days, and you know, like their Facebook page, tweet them on Twitter. They're on LinkedIn too. You can connect with them on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn connections are awesome band to network with. Very interactive with the community, with the music community. And of course, before that, David J. Check him out at ReverbNation.com. And Austin Brown. You know, he's all over the internet, YouTube, Twitter, Austin Brown, Facebook, Austin Brown. Check out his YouTube channel also, Real Austin Brown. Just an amazing, amazing, amazing talent. Here's Davey Hamilton. Over the weekend, he posted a few of vids of he and his band practicing. I know I posted a vid of he and his band practicing this song. How you go?
It was a Friday night around about 9. We were close to the county line. Then Jimmy Daniels Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me, a nowhere special we had to be, but we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year, had a tank of gas and the sky was clear, a little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care, 'cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow.
Missing workouts got you down? Don't beat yourself up. on those super hectic days, take just 15 minutes to do something active. If it seems impossible to accomplish anything worthwhile in 15 minutes, think again. Even on days when you're pressed for time, you can do the simplest thing. Pressed for time, you can do the simplest things to squeeze in some physical activity. Any workout is better than none. Exactly. Try these ideas and feel great knowing that you're making progress toward your goals. Take the stairs. Climbing a few flights would just be enough activity to get your heart pumping and leg muscles warmed up. Plus, you'll feel satisfied because you made the effort. Go for a walk. On your lunch break, choose a lunch spot that's a few blocks away so you can take a brisk walk. If you packed a meal, reserve some of your break time to go outside and stretch your legs. Can't get out, stroll the office. Get a jump on things. No time to fit in a full-blown cardio session. Grab a jump rope for a quick one. I need a jump rope. Or do a set of jumping jacks. I love doing jumping jacks. I do jumping jacks. If not every day, I know I do jumping jacks like at least 3 to 4 times a week. Grab a jump rope for a quick one or do a set of jumping jacks before hitting the shower in the morning. Desk or size. If all else fails, you can still do some great stretching and aerobic moves while you're seated at your desk. Yes, you can do stretching and aerobic moves, and there are some Pilates moves that you can do. You know, I love doing, like, basic Pilates moves also. You can do them practically anywhere. So stretching and aerobic moves and so on can most definitely do. Try a series of side-to-side head rotations. I love shoulder shrugs. I love arm circles, glute squeezes, and knee lifts. It's so easy. And you'll be done in only 15 minutes. And, you know, that's a good thing, right? And also I'm checking out what Denise Austin is promoting, a new workout DVD that she has. Want to jumpstart your weight loss or kick your regular exercise routine into high gear? Her brand new extreme cardio cross-training workout, Duct and Burn Body Blix, is now on sale. And she said that it's designed, it's for fun kick butt workouts that combine powerful moves, and one's body will be dramatically reshaped in 30 days. So if you're not signed up, sign up to DeniseAustinOnline.com. I'm on SparkPeople.com, DeniseAustin.com. I'm believer, I'm Dreamer Beth at SparkPeople. So if you create a profile, you can friend me. And on Denise Austin, I'm Believer Beth. I'm a dreamer and I'm a believer. And that's a good way to be on this Motivating Monday, right? Right. Okay, today in history. Let's see what's happening today in history. Happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Today, someone is turning 88. And it's former President Jimmy Carter. Wow, happy birthday to former President Jimmy Carter, who he and his wife tirelessly still do so much for the worldwide community, right? That's just amazing. So Jimmy Carter is celebrating his 88th birthday, so happy birthday. And to Julie Andrews, actress and singer, she's 77. Rod Carew, Baseball Hall of Famer, is 67. Stephen Collins, actor from Seven Heaven, is 65. Randy Quaid is 62. Yusso Ndour, singer, 53. Asai Morales, actor, 50. Mort McGuire is 49. Cindy Margolis, baseball player. Cindy Margolis, actress and model, is 47. She's beautiful. Kevin Griffin, rock musician, better than Ezra, is 44. Brian Lawson, actress, United States of Tara, 23. Actor, Zach Galifianakis, is that how you pronounce his name? Turns 43, because I love him. He's so funny to me. Cousin Linda is a fan of his also. He turns 43 today. And so happy birthday to any and all of my on and offline friends who are celebrating birthdays today also. Also on this day in 49, Mao Zedong proclaimed the People's Republic of China during a ceremony in Beijing. In 1904, Henry Ford introduced the Model T automobile to the market. Each car cost $825. 1936, General Francisco Franco, one of these related to James Franco, was proclaimed the head of an insurgent Spanish state. James Franco, I'm just saying, James Franco is in the Jackson metropolitan area as we speak. They're filming the movie As I Lay Dying, based on the Will Farquhar book. You know, I have been mentioning that to you all. It was a terrible rain in Kansas, Mississippi, where the filming is going on, where A Time to Kill was filmed. And filming was dampened a little bit, but they managed to make the best of it. And I this was courtesy of 16 News late last night. And they're moving on to, like, Carthage. Carthage's not too far from Kansas. James Franco is not only directing it, but, of course, he's acting in this film. So I'll do my best to keep you all updated. And, again, 1962 on this day, Johnny Carson debuted as regular host of NBC's Tonight Show. 1964, the free speech movement was launched at the University of California at Berkeley. And speaking of James Franco, you know, he has a band also now called Daddy. And have you all heard his song or seen his video? I like it pretty good. He's really multi-talented. 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. I've been to Walt Disney twice. I would love to return real soon. I had so much fun. Sony began selling the first commercial compact disc player in Japan. Oh, my God, that was such a big deal when compact disc players hit the market. I still have a compact disc player that I won as a successful sales fashion sales consultant with Merry-Go-Round Enterprises. And that was such a big thing when compact disc players hit the market. I remember my late brother was so excited regarding compact disc. But I remember I still have my compact disc, which I will use because it was pretty cool. It was Sony. I love Sony products. 1993, Polyclass 12 was abducted from her Petaluma, California home during a summer party and murdered. Her case inspired California's three strikes law. In 2001, the Supreme Court suspended former President Bill Clinton from practicing before the high court. And in 2008, a $700 billion financial industry bailout won lopsided passage in the Senate 74-25 after it was noted with tax breaks and other sweeteners. And also, history has been, I talked of James Meredith, the anniversary when he became the first African-American to be admitted into Ole Miss. Recognitions have been going on today. There will be speeches and marches at Ole Miss today in part of celebrating when James Meredith, civil rights leader James Meredith, was allowed to become a student at Ole Miss. And I'm looking at another newsletter. You all know I love to share news from Dine Wise. You know, the newsletter associated with Home Bistro. I think this is something good for this time of year to share. They're talking about how important it is and how cool it is to have dinner parties with your friends and think healthy. And Chef Noche writes, "Welcome October. I can't believe that it's October 1st already. Before we know it, the holidays will be here. We all expect to entertain friends and family or go to parties during the holidays. But spending time with good friends shouldn't be reserved just for the holiday season. Having a great time and laughing with the ones we love can also benefit our health. Most definitely, good talk, good conversation, good drinks, you know, alcoholic beverage or not, it's good. Read on and let David Judd tell you how. If you do decide to throw a party, at this newsletter, he has wine suggestions. Regarding, you know, what wines are good to match up with different types of food. So you should sign up also to get the newsletters from Dine Wise if you don't do so. Dinner parties with good friends provide health benefits. And this is by Debbie Judd, RN. Have you ever noticed after an evening with friends how much better you feel? The kinship, laughter, good food, and storytelling leave you feeling like you've just attended a motivational seminar. Well, there's reason for this sentiment. And according to multiple studies that I've reviewed, there is strong evidence that social integration leads to reduced mortality risk and to a better state of mental health. I believe that, you know, it's really good to interact with others and, you know, at dinner parties and so on. It's so important. So how about having a dinner party this weekend? Seem like too much work, especially when you get home at 6 on a Friday evening and don't have the energy to plan, shop, and cook for the event. Having a dinner party should be fun and relaxing, not frenzied and stressful. So let's see if we can help you with some tips to take the stress out of the equation and cause you to look forward to the conversation and health benefits that come with friends lingering at a table after the meal is finished. I have always loved dinner parties since I was a little girl. I haven't, I need to upgrade my, I guess, my social life, and I guess I'm kind of like a reformed social life, but I've been working on it, so I'm looking forward to it. But dinner parties and gatherings are so amazing. I enjoyed the small gathering I had on my birthday just to eat a few friends eating birthday cake. Part of the fun of having a party is deciding what to serve or what type of party to have. Here are some dine-wise ideas. A casual dinner party. Have it with close friends. Menus for casual dinner should be easy, but delicious to capture the relaxed spirit of the evening. Family-style meals from DineWise. If you all have never checked out DineWise, awesome. Provide selections from favorite home-style meals. Elegant dinner for a special occasion. A special dinner doesn't have to translate into difficult. And even quick dishes can make a grand impression. The key is to make the meal memorable without being in the kitchen for hours. And the secret is to serve something unexpected. A rack of lamb. I'm not a lamb eater, but, you know, a rack of lamb, I know many of you are, isn't something you see served daily. Yeah, exactly. Served in the traditional fashion, dress the meal with roasted rosemary potatoes. Yummy. Now, I can do that with a beef roast, you know. potatoes, your favorite vegetable, and something unexpected for dessert, such as a key lime pie. And then the theme dinner party. This is one of my favorite types of party, and it's a wonderful excuse for exploring an ethnic cuisine you love, or maybe one that's new to you. Pick your culture cuisine and add touches of decor to embellish the ambiance. Want to go Italian? Try chicken marsala. Add a mixed greens and olive salad, serve goat cheese, baguette, and risotto rice cakes. You can also serve complete meals such as a chicken cacciatore and shrimp scampi, and don't forget the Chianti. Beyond dinner party, not up to fixing a full meal but want to spend time with friends, then how about serving a potpourri of desserts? I don't know how many times I've passed a dessert because I'm too full at the end of my meal. Well, there's no passing dessert here because they're all desserts, but the chocolate lovers offer chocolate souffle or a triple chocolate cheesecake. They would truly be in heaven. For the fruit lover deserters, good old old-fashioned apple pie or cherry pie is always a favorite. And who wouldn't like creme brulee or New York original cheesecake? Don't forget the gourmet coffee, or maybe wine would be a nice pairing with your dessert. Tasting party. This is another of my favorite types of get-together. The choices are limitless as to what you want to feature, and you learn so much. Sampling categories of cheeses, chocolates, wines, and olive oil. When you learn how to taste, it's different from eating. When you taste, you slow down. Pay attention and truly savor the food in a structured fashion, and then evaluate the appearance, aroma, flavor, texture, and finish of the sample. Then you find out if you really like the product. Did you know that cheeses should be pressed to the roof of your mouth, and olive oil should be swirled around, and of course, chocolate just melts in your mouth. Yummy. Don't I know that? Putting your party into action. Now you have some ideas, and the next step is to put some thought into choosing the menu or type of party to suit your night. First of all, consider how many people you want to serve and the mix of people you want to invite. Close friends usually make up the core of the guests, but think about a friend you who may want to meet someone new. And then next, some simple decorations or even candles will create comfort and the right atmosphere for your party. Next, a careful game plan will safeguard against party failure. Make a detailed list of what you need to accomplish and give yourself plenty of time to do it. Parties are always more fun if you engage the support and help of a friend or a family member. Make fun invites to set the stage for your party. This will let your friends know what fun is in store for them. This is good advice, too, also for the MART community. Visit my e-boutique at mymartstore.com, Bethany Williams, because, you know, we love to have hosts, and it's a party-based business. Like Belinda talks about her parties that she hosts with slumber parties. And remember, Belinda will visit with us on Wednesday also to talk about the new products that are will be available today. But to conclude the article, the best step of all, the last step, meet and greet and create a memorable evening. And again, this newsletter and advice was authored by Debbie Judd, RN, registered nurse and member of the Dine Wise Advisory Board, co-owner of the Metabolic Institute. Debbie and her physician husband offer a variety of metabolic testing procedures to get an internal picture of their client's cellular metabolism. Again, this is a newsletter from Chef Noshe, executive chef at Dine Wise, which produces the catalog on Bistro. You know, you can call them at 1-800-749-1170, and you can email the chef at Chef Noshe, N-O-C-H-E, at dinewise.com. So I know that those tips were helpful for me, so I know they all were helpful to you, I'm almost sure, but, you know, some of you probably could share some advice also regarding not just holiday parties, but events, reasons to come together. And this time of year, gathering of sports themed parties, you know, when you get together and watch games, game parties, you know, your favorite team party. Choose your favorite team theme or the two teams that are playing theme, you know. There's different ways to go around it. So shout out to all of my BTR cohorts here. Thank you again, Ebony Empress, for calling in and talking, spending time with I in the audience on Saturday night. Had a blast of a good time. Ebony Empress will be traveling from the UK to the United States for the first time. So I know Miami, I know you all are going to show her so much love. I've been in Miami once. I have so many friends there in Miami. I mean, with her being a relationship expert, I mean, Miami is like one of the like most romantic cities, right? Fun cities too, huh? So you want to get wild and have fun, but you know, romantic too. So I'm sure she would have fun visiting the States. Also, you know, she's a native of Jamaica, but she resides in the UK. It's Andre Simone. I can't believe I haven't played Andre Simone this morning. America.
Yeah. Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500.000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a Match of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies. This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of 3 oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. Particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair, and the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city. My name is Janice Nolan. I am Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
And again, a host of important public service announcements, and I'll be adding new public service announcements also. And I had an interesting conversation with the medical professionals who administered the heart rate test at the Power of the Pink event on Friday at the Baptist Medical Center. And I told them that during my internet show that I play this TSA for the American Lung Association also, and we discussed how air pollution affects so many people. And I told them I was surprised to hear the PSA that I played, how many lives are lost due to air pollution. Remember I had mentioned on Saturday night about the Purple Rain cover tune? Here it is. I will provide you all with the name of the artist during the next broadcast. But here's that Purple Rain cover that I thought I did not get on my playlist, but I did. And those of you that want to hear that, Quincy Brown, one of Al Bishir's sons, his son was Kim Porter's song, Stay a While. I have it on my playlist, but it's not in the complete song, so I won't play it until I have it added completely.
Purple rain, purple rain.
Not bad cover, huh? Because Purple Rain, that's a pretty awesome, lengthy song. And so that artist was not bad, right? You can find, I would share the artist's name. I had the artist's name right there on the tip of my tongue. I was all ready to tell you all about the artist on Saturday. But you can find that cover at SoundCloud.com. It's one of my friends that I network with on SoundCloud. So just search Purple Rain cover and it's 6 minutes and 5 seconds long, so you'll check it out. But not bad, huh? A big shout out to all the purple peeps out there spreading purple love, right? We got to put this campaign in full gear to get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star to Prince. You know, don't we? I know he's ready for it now. So just loving it, loving it, loving it. So, again, thank you for spending time this morning. Here's Extreme Woody, Daydreaming.
Breathe through your hands. beautiful sights. They lost all their beauty. The dream. I go back just to catch a glimpse of love gone by. When you were here with me, daydream.
time to share an excerpt from the book Walk Off Weight, authored by fitness director from prevention.com, Michelle Stanton. I mentioned this book to RN Terry at the Powers of Pink event, who works closely with Dr. Barbie Sullivan. And she smiled and she said, yes, she heard of the book. I told her that I had been reading that book and sharing it also with the listening audience here at Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And so the excerpt that I'm sharing with you this morning is from Chapter 4, Get Up to Speed. And this is about, it's called, on page 69, Recruit Your Backside Muscles. Surprisingly, a secret to moving forward faster is to focus backward or on what's behind you. I'm talking about your back and butt muscles. Your glutes are the most powerful muscles in your body, so the more you use them, the faster you go, and the firmer you look from behind. Your back muscles are also large and can power up your arm swing, which, as Michelle mentioned, she mentioned earlier, you can get your feet moving quicker. And here's the more enticing reason to get those arms in on the act. Several of our test panelists noted that from the WOW program, they lost back fat. You know, those rolls around your bra strap, that's something that I'm focusing on. I returned to the gym on Friday. You know, I became a member at the local farmer's market roadmap here, and I returned to the gym on Friday, and my body really feels good. I worked out for like nearly 2 hours, and I mean, on stationary, I did elliptical machines. I had a blast of a, you know, good time. It's definitely hard work. I sit down and, you know, I teared up for a moment because I'm committed, but, you know, it's emotional. It's an emotional journey. Here's an even more enticing reason to get those arms in on the act. Several of our test panelists noted that during the WOW program, they lost back fat, you know, those rolls around your bra straps. Now, we all know that it isn't possible to spot reduce, and they slimmed down all over, but I think powering up the arm strength helped by firming up that problem area. Start with your glutes or your butt muscles. No, your butt muscles are your glutes. Put one hand on your butt and pull that leg back. Feel the muscle contract. That's a lot of butt power. Take advantage of it. Every time your heel strikes the ground in front of you, squeeze your glutes. Remember, this may help ease any shin pain, too. Now think of using those butt muscles to pull your body forward over your front leg. Walking isn't about propelling your body forward by pushing off of your back foot. By using both legs, the back one to push you forward and the front one to pull you forward, you have a faster, more powerful stride. If you have a hard time feeling your butt contract as you walk, stand still and practice. Squeeze both cheeks together, pulling them forward and up, then try them separately. Okay? And then I guess I'll go ahead and share this on the previous page on 68. How exercise should feel. Anytime you're doing something that's out of your comfort zone, which is the intention of exercise in order for your body to change. You know, I shared this with you before, but I'm going to share it with you again. It's going to be uncomfortable. That's normal. But some symptoms aren't normal and shouldn't be ignored. Here are guidelines for how exercise should feel, what's abnormal, and what to do if you're experiencing abnormal symptoms. Normal. The heart pumping rhythmically, harder and faster. Abnormal, chest pain, pressure, tightness, skipped heartbeats or palpitations. Stop immediately and call 911. Normal, breathing faster and harder. Difficult, uncomfortable breathing that doesn't improve when you decrease your intensity or stop exercising. Stop immediately and call your doctor. Normal, muscle soreness or burning, sharp shooting pain or pain in a joint. Stop and rest and ice the area. If pain persists, call your doctor. And general fatigue, lightheadedness or dizziness, stop immediately. And And then there's how fast are you walking. Count the number of steps you take in 1 minute. If it's easier, you can count for 30-second interval and multiply by 2, or count for 15 seconds and multiply by 4. Either calculation will determine your total number of steps per minute. Next, find your height in the leftmost column of the chart. You know, there's a chart in the book. And you find your height. And my height is 5'3". But you find your height, and then you move across the chart to the right until you find the numbers closer to your 1 minute step count. Follow the column to the top, and you'll see how fast you're walking. If you are in between the heights in the chart, take the average of the speeds for the heights above and below yours. I'm in between the ones they show. So that is what I had to share with you from the Walk Off the Weight book. Very important also, but I felt obligated to share that about what's normal and abnormal and what to do when you experience normal and abnormal situations when exercising or walking or working out or whatever. So, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, I'm going to conclude the show with my friends from Big D. Big D experienced an earthquake yesterday morning, huh? Wow. Here's Wes Ford and the Foundry. Remember, the last day to register to vote, if you have not registered to vote, is October the 6th. And register to vote. Vote. Exercise your right to vote. Exercise your freedom to vote. That's if you choose. You know, there are some that's telling people to stay at home. If you choose that, I guess it's your choice too. But it's good to exercise your right to vote. We have not always had that right to vote. Many of us, women, people of color, you know, but we are the people. We the people. So exercise your right to vote, okay? So to conclude the show, shout out to my favorite NFL teams, New Orleans Saints, 0-4, but praying and supporting my guys. I'm with them through thick and thin. That was a pretty awesome game last night between the Giants and the Eagles, and the other games was pretty excited, and, you know, Europe won the Ryder Cup, so we'll be talking more sports, especially on Friday, but just, you know, I guess some of you say, well, she hadn't said a word about the Who Dat Nation. I'm down with the Who Dat Nation. I'm down with the Cowboys, regardless of thick and thin. Yes. Now it's time for the NBA season to kick up, too. But Jackson State did win against Prairie View. So, you know, we'll definitely talk more sports on Friday. And tomorrow, join, listen in, call in, chat at the same time, 5:30, Wednesday. I remember we were talking Matters of the Heart and the Size Matter. And Linda Bostic is scheduled to return to discuss with us the product. So visit her website at SummerPartiesByBelindaBostic.com. Follow me on Pinterest. I'm having a blast on Pinterest. Pinterest.com/CultureShockBeth. KulturesHockBeth. So just a big shout out to all my own offline friends. Sending you hugs and kisses. I really appreciate your support. Nearing 100K views at the profile on your blogtalkradio.com. And if you would like to be a guest, please let me know. I do invite people on, but if you would like to be a guest, you know, just let me know you'd like to be a guest or a guest co-host, okay? But you're awesome. Have some awesome guests that will be coming on in your future. But, again, I appreciate you, and I thank you for it. So here's Wes Ford and the Foundry. They will be appearing at Raleigh's in Dallas on October the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. But, again, you've been listening to Motivate Monday, the Shock Entertainment Report, and much love to you and yours.
Try.
Again, thank you for listening to Motivating Monday, Shark Entertainment Report. One more for the road. Something in the water does not compute. Shout out to my friends in Australia for this awesome recording of Prince, May the 30th. Check it out on SoundCloud.com. But again, thank you, hugs and kisses. You've been listening to Motivating Monday, Shark Entertainment Report.
Tell me I got great legs to figure out why you make me bad. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you is gonna see the girl I've had. Something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this. Thank you.